All right, everybody, hello and welcome back to episode 2 of Casual Babble. So right now I think episode 1 has some views here and there. Uploaded it to 2 or 3, I think, different podcast areas, and also uploaded it to my Facebook page. So here today we got a couple things I want to talk about today. We're going to talk about two things about two different types of football stuff going on. One thing about Colin Kaepernick getting signed to Nike after everything he's gone through with the NFL. We also are going to talk about Dan Bailey, one of the best kickers in the NFL, has been released by the Dallas Cowboys. And then we're also going to talk about one of my favorite sports to watch, NASCAR, and what I think should happen to NASCAR in the near future or in the far future, depending on what happens this season and next. So the first thing we're gonna talk about Dan Bailey. So as some of you football fans out there know, Dan Bailey has been one of the best kickers in the NFL. I think not last year, but the year before, he actually missed like one kick, which is very impressive for somebody, no matter what in any sport. So the Dallas Cowboys had to release him this year because of the salary cap issues that they are dealing with, and the fact that he's had some injuries over the past year with I think one was his knee, I believe, and some other injuries that have caused him to miss. And I've seen some of the kickers, because I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, have always been, not a bandwagon guy here, that he's past his age to be playing. So they need somebody who's going to be around much longer and who can be just as good as he was. Now, I think they shouldn't have released him, but maybe kept him on as a coach, maybe to show the new guys how to really play the game and how to kick properly and how to be so consistent like he is. He was at a base salary of $3.4 million for a kicker. Now, that's unbelievable. I don't think I've known any kicker to make that much money. Usually don't make very much because they're a kicker, they're not out there very much. But with a guy like a leg like this, I can see that. I would definitely pay that man a lot of money to stay on my team and not go somewhere else, because that kick could be the one way that you win or lose the game. So him getting let go is kind of a bummer, but I think there are a couple of kickers on the team right now who can manage to take over his spot. But Dan Bailey, wishing the best of luck. He is one of the greats out there. He will probably get picked up by some team, maybe as a backup. I don't know if he'll be a starter, because he is at that age and has had many injuries in the past. So best of luck to him. Hopefully he can do what he can to keep it going. Then we're going to switch gears to talk about Colin Kaepernick. So Colin Kaepernick was signed in 2011. He was the 32nd pick, I think, in the 2011 draft. And to me, he is not that good of a quarterback. Now, yes, Dallas Cowboy fan, Niners, I don't like them, but if I was a Niners fan, I would not want this guy on my team. He's not that good. He only lasted 6 years. Are you kidding me? Come on. He went from 2011 to 2016. He had 72 touchdowns, 30 interceptions, 12,271 yards, and a rating of 88.9. Now, that's not the best. And I can't remember what year it was they went to the Super Bowl, I believe, and they lost the game. Now, I remember watching that game. I'm very surprised they made that, because to me, Colin is not as good as he thought he was, or anybody else did it in that fact. So we're gonna look at some of the stats here for this guy. Now, in 2011, he only played 3 games. Now, that's granted, he was a rookie. So he was only completing three of five that year. So he only played 3 games. He probably didn't even play more than a first quarter or maybe the end of a game. So then we look at 2012. He went 13 games. Okay. And he had 136 completions in 218 attempts. Okay, that's 62.4%. No, not too bad. Then he got 8.3, averaging 8.3 yards a pass. Okay. Now you're looking at touchdowns to interceptions. He's 10 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. Now that's not too bad. You know, second year in, people are starting to learn who you are. You got to change up your style. You know, there's a lot of teams having that issues this coming year. And then we have a look at 2013. So he started 16 games. So it looks like he got a whole season in. And he started all 6. Completed 243 of 416 pass attempts. That's 58.4%. Now, played more games. Granted, I'll give him that. He played more games than he did the year before. And his passer rating was lower. Okay. No, you got into your second year, your third year, and you played a few more games. So you're not used to that. Okay, I'll give you that. So let's look at your average yards per pass was about 7.7. Okay, still not a first down pass every time. All right, your touchdowns was 21-8. Okay, that's not too bad. You know, there's better, other quarterbacks were way better than you. Cam Newton, way better, still playing for the NFL. Plus, he's not an idiot. Yeah, I said an idiot. Colin, you're an idiot. Now, that's just my thing. I think he's an idiot. We're going to look at 2014. Okay, played 16 games. Okay, passed 289 times for 478 attempts. 60%. 16.5. Okay. And you went for 19 touchdowns for 10 interceptions. Now, that's not good in my book. To me, you can wipe away those 10 touchdowns. You made 9 touchdowns because, to me, if you get an interception, that knocks out your touchdown. So to me, looks like you didn't do that good to me. Now, 2015, we're looking at nine games he played. He only started 8. I'm not exactly sure what happened that year, but you know, he looks like he maybe got injured or something. Well, that might have been the start of when he was talking shit about the police officers and stuff like that. We'll get into that later, though. And let's see, he had 6.6 average, 6 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Pretty bad, especially in a short amount of time. He played 9 games. Come on, man. All right, so 2016, his last season. We're looking at 12 games played, 11 started, completed 196 completions to 331 attempts. That's 59.2. That's not that good. Now, there's plenty of other players, like I said, who are doing way better and got signed around the same time he did, which was again, Cam Newton got signed the same year. He's still playing. He's had to change his game up. He can't run as much anymore because he's gotten injured and got a couple concussions from that. The guy changed and is playing a little bit better than he did before. And then, okay, you're looking at 16 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. So, this is my argument. Stop being a little bitch, okay? You know, you can't say people are out to keep you from playing. Look at how you played the years you played. You didn't play good. You didn't play good at all. Why would I want to sign you to a team? Even to my team, any team. We want to pick you up. I don't see any room for improvement. I think you're more worried about making all this other crap and dealing with all this other stuff outside of football when you should be dealing with football and focusing on football. You get paid lots of money to play football. So play football. You're not a politician. You don't know what, you know, policemen go through. Women, paramedics, military. You want to start talking shit about them? Please step in their shoes first before you do anything else. Stop talking shit and get in their shoes. So we're gonna, I haven't even looked at the video yet of what Nike did for him. So I'm gonna actually watch it right now. And I will give you guys my take on what I think of this when it came to their video. So let me find, I have it up here somewhere. So I have a 37-second video. We'll see what this is all about. Honestly, I don't really care for Colin. I never really did. I didn't think he was that good. Never really thought he'd be that good of a quarterback. Okay, well, that's not a video. I want the video. Let me see. Well, I thought I had one. Let me find it. Alright. videos. Nike campaign. Alright, let's see what we got here. Maybe this one will work. So once again, like I'm saying, this guy, you know, yeah, I understand you have a platform, you're trying to deal with things that are going on outside of football. Now, there are ways you can do this and not cause a lot of controversy and other crap going on. So, now, yeah, I'm going to use the Cowboys again as an example. So, now Jerry Jones told his players, you guys are not allowed to kneel when the anthem is going. You will stand for the anthem. Now, no one else really knows this unless you actually go and you find the videos and you find the conversations that they've had with players about everything. So what they actually did was that they had the players get together and they talked about it. They got back with the... Oh, I think I got it going here. Let me see. No, not yet. It's just playing through a commercial. So the players and the coaches got together. Said what they want to do as a team. Then, which I think is a very cool idea. You know, you get together, you talk to your players, next, you know, here's what your expectations are as a player. Very, very good idea. I like that. So, they go and they talk and they're like, okay, before the anthem actually starts, you guys can do whatever you want, protest any way you guys want. In fact, we're going to go out as a team before the anthem starts. Mind you, every time they do this is before the anthem. They walk out on the field. They kneel. Hold on a second. So they go and they all lock arms and they kneel. Jerry Jones, the coach, which his name is slipping off the top of my head right now, and all the players go out to the field. They kneel before the anthem starts. They all get back up. And they all go and they stand for the anthem. Now, to me, this is the right way. You don't have to kneel, but they wanted to come together as a team to show that they were together in this cause. And it was agreed upon by them and the players and the coaches. And then the upper staff. Now, this to me is a great way to do it. Now, I mean, you could let the players be like, yeah, you can do whatever you want beforehand, hold up your sign, do whatever you want to do, hold your hand up, kneel, do whatever you want to do. Now, I understand that, yeah, military, police, anybody who supports this country, they are okay with people doing this. Now, yes and no for me. What I think they should do is, you know, do what the Cowboys did. I feel like that's a very good way of doing it. I just think that's a very good way of showing that you still care, but you still respect your team and everything like that. Now, when it comes to other players doing it during the anthem, to me, that's disrespecting the country and the flag and what it stands for. Yes, it stands for freedom and the right to say what you want, when you want, how you want to do it. But, you know, when I'm at work, I can't, you know, just kneel because I disapprove of something. No, they're not going to let me do that. Come on. Are you serious? Yeah, we'll go to court and they'll settle. Yeah, that's never going to happen. Yeah, they'll probably settle for a few bucks here and there. Then I'll get fired. But there are ways to go about it the right way, you know, and show how you feel about it. You can go off after the game and go talk. You know, if you're going to talk about the team, you talk about the team. And if you want to tell them after you're done with this, you will talk about other stuff, then you can do that. But do not put it under your team that the way you're talking about this country and what's going on. You know, so you can take a couple of minutes here and there before the game. Yeah, show your support. Wear that shirt. Do whatever you're doing. Yeah, you have the platform. You are a figure for young kids. No. For those young kids, they're seeing what you're doing. Maybe that's not the best way to go about it, you know? I mean, come on, think about it. You're influencing young adults here who don't know what they don't know anything yet. They haven't lived long enough, and you got to steer these kids in the right direction. that's where this is going to. And then, you know, also with, you know, police brutality and stuff like that against minorities and any other people. So, I mean, you guys got to decide on how you're going to do it properly. So, I mean, granted, you know, and then in this whole situation where Nike has put, you know, Kaepernick as their face, and these people are getting super mad and they're burning their shoes. Part of me's going, that's kind of stupid. Why would you burn your shoes? You already bought them. Why don't you take them to a Goodwill or somewhere like that, huh? And give them to somebody and be like, here you go, have these. Just a thought. Because I think that would make more sense instead of just, you know, burning your shoes you paid for, which are not cheap shoes. They're like $15 shoes. Are you kidding me? If you don't want them, send them to me. I'll wear a size 13. Hit me up on my Facebook or my Instagram. Hell yeah. Alright, so I think I got this video. I'm going to watch this one real quick. You might be able to hear the background. And this is a CNBC I'm watching it on. So, okay, it's just an image. They didn't do an actual video, which I thought they did. Okay, so I'm going to look at this image and try to tell you guys what I think of this. So it says, believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything. Okay. Now, it's not too bad, but I understand where people are coming from on this. So he didn't sacrifice anything. He sacrificed making lots of money to disrespect our police officers and military. Okay. So, to me, you know, this isn't as bad as it sounds, as it looks and sounds. I mean, granted, you probably shouldn't, you know, if you believe in it, yeah, but take the right precautions in so you don't lose it. Also, let's see here. So, he's been throwing this big fit about people blacklisting him in the NFL for playing as a quarterback. And once again, this brings back to the point I brought up earlier of his stats. You're not that good. You probably won't get a starting job. Heck, if you want a starting job, go play for the Bengals or the Browns. Because they can't seem to sign a decent quarterback. They can't sign any decent players, period. And to me, you're a perfect fit for a team like that. If you want to talk crap to the country and stuff like that, please, please, go play for two of the worst teams in the NFL. I don't think he'll do any good. I don't think he'll be any good in the NFL. I'd rather have Johnny Manziel play for me than you play for me. You're not that good. So get off your high horse. Stop thinking you're the shit. And get back to basics and learn to play football the proper way. Alright? Alright. So we're going to go and talk about NASCAR now. So let me find the post I had up. So, there was a rumor, I want to say about 3 or 4 months ago, that NASCAR was looking to sell. Well, I found a few articles saying that they're trying to find someone to take 49% stakes in the company, which I can see why. NASCAR has been falling in viewership and everything like that since probably in the last, like, I want to say 10 to 15 years maybe. I mean, it's a lot easier now. You can watch it on TV. Why would I want to go to the races? I can vouch for that. I can get a better view of the race watching it on TV than I can actually be at the stadium or any racetrack. So, I don't know what NASCAR's next step should be. NASCAR hasn't come out and said anything official yet. But, you know, they're probably looking. You know, they probably want someone to take some of the money and help out with it. Which, okay, yeah, I can see that. Why not? Like, if I'm losing money, I want to lose less money. Let me bring somebody else and help lose money with me or help me make more money. I could do that. Sounds like a good idea. It's a good plan. It may not work, but who knows? Now, I know NASCAR's had issues with keeping sponsors for the main series and the minor series and the truck series. And, I think, so when I started watching, we had the Winston Cup cigarettes. Kind of wanted to get away from that, didn't I? want to make it more family friendly. So I think the next one was the Sprint Cup, I want to say it was. After that, I think that was the second one that I remember. And then I don't remember if there was one before they went to Monster, but I want to say it stayed Sprint for quite a while. And then they had to find a new one because I think Sprint was pulling their sponsorship. Or they didn't want to do it anymore. Who knows? So NASCAR went with Monster. No, I think that's a great call. NASCAR and Monster, beautiful partnership. Just look at what Monster does. They have motocross. They sponsor tons of different racing and people who race. Okay, their name is out there. People know who they are. What I think could possibly happen, and what I think I might want to see happen, is Monster takeover. And I don't think that necessarily would be a bad thing. I mean, it's already Monster, the Monster Energy Cup. They changed a few things. They made racing a little bit different. There's some differences in the racing now. The trophy looks awesome. I mean, did a great job on that. I love the trophy. Now, since Monster's come in, I think it's gone up in viewership. A lot of younger people, the younger crowd is coming in because of Monster, because they get to see it everywhere. So like, ooh, look, Monster's on here. Let's go check that out now. I think that's fair to say. Now, I can see. So let me just tell you guys about what NASCAR does now compared to what they did before. So back in the early days of racing, there's a point system. Now, never really followed it that well. I didn't know that much. I was a young guy. You're a very young kid, I should say. And let's just say you finished first. You got 200 points. You let the most lap, you got 50 more points. And everything like that. So they did stuff like that throughout the season. And then over 36 races, I think it is, the winner with the most points won. Or the racer with the most points wins. Makes sense. Easy to follow. So NASCAR decided to change it. They're like, okay, well, there's only 43 cars, so the most you can get is 43 points from winning the race. Okay, makes it easier to follow. Makes it easier for the fans to understand where the points are coming from. So they also were going, okay, if you lead the most laps, you get one additional point. Okay, so you can, if you lead the most laps, you can get 44 points. Okay, I like that idea. Makes it simple. Now, I want to say there was another way to get one more point, but I'm not sure. Now, here comes Monster Energy Cup last season. They go, we're going to do it in segments. We're going to have segment racing. Well, that's what they do a lot. They have heat racing in motocross and a lot of different racing. So you race, let's say it's a 200 lap race. Now, instead of there being 43 cars, there's 40. Right, who cares? It's three different car difference. If you finish first, you get 40. Simple. Breaks all the way down. 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35. Simple to follow. Understandable, too. So then they're like, okay. Now, if you win, the first segment is 50 laps in. Okay, cool. If you win that first segment, you get one extra point added to your score. Simple. So then some races, depending on how long they are, get more segment races. So if you win two segments, you get two extra points. Now if you win the race, you get three. So you have 43 points. And that's counting if you win the race. Now that's a good idea. Then they also threw in, if you win the race, you're automatically locked into the next, what do they call it? The next series of races after that. Like, you're locked into the championship races. So they go from 40 cars to, I think it's 16. So the top 16 cars who either win a race or finish in the top 16 at the end of, I think, I want to say it's like 10 races. Or 20 races, maybe. I don't remember. And that means you got to race your way in. So if I win, I'm in. I'm in the top 6. I'm automatically in the top 16. I could be 30th. I'm in because I won one race. Now, if you win additional races, you get one more extra point added to your score going into the next series of races. So say I win four races, and the guy behind me wins three, another guy wins three, another guy wins two, another guy wins one, a whole bunch of guys win one. Now, when the 16 races start, or the group 16 starts, I'll be first because I'll be 4 points, at 4 points, instantly starting. The next guy behind me has three. They pretty much wipe everything clean and then give you the 3 points that you won in the segments and everything like that. And then the races you won. Okay, I like that idea. Makes it a little bit, makes it challenging. People have to win now, you have to race harder. I gotta say, back in a few years ago, racing got boring. I got points, I'm automatically in. And I get a race, you actually gotta win. You actually gotta race to get in to win a championship. I think it's a great idea. Now, it also breaks down. They go from like 16 to 10. That was a 16, yeah, 16, 8, 4. I think it is in the last four drivers. Whoever finishes higher wins. Okay, cool. Race your ass off, guys. Have a great time. To me, there's been a lot more racing. People getting madder. It's gonna happen. It's racing. It brought back the fundamentals of racing. Like, you need the win now. You can't just sit back and just go, okay, I'm in with points. Let's just sit back. No, now you gotta race. I mean, this year alone, Jimmie Johnson, who's a seven-time NASCAR champion, has a chance of not even making the playoffs this year. That's hard to believe because this guy's been doing so good for so long. He is on the track of actually not making it this year. I like that. That just shows that, sometimes you just don't have the car, But you can still win races later on. It doesn't take you out of the races. You just, have a chance of winning a championship this year. I like that. That's cool. So, that's all I have for you guys today, I think. I'm not sure what else to talk about. I know I missed my week, my last one. So there'll probably be another one coming up here relatively quick, I think. This one is pretty short. I wasn't sure what to talk about this time. I kind of slacked a little bit. I had to, have to work and stuff like that still. So, this is just a part-time kind of, part-time, full-time thing that I like to do. I like to talk. So, I like to do it. I talk to people. It's another way to talk to people. You get to hear me talk. I get to hear your guys' voices on my Instagram and my Facebook and everything. So if you guys like this, please give me your thoughts. I will post on Facebook and my Instagram. You can find me at Casual Babble on both of those social medias. Also, if you guys want me to talk about anything, please, comment on my post and I will try to talk about it. If I don't get to it, it will come up in a future podcast, all right? And I'm hoping if I can get this thing going a little bit more, I can get some guests in here and we can talk about some other things besides whatever I feel like talking about, because I think, you guys might get a little bored with that, right? So thank you guys again for, listening to this podcast. I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable behind the mic, if you guys can tell. I'm trying to learn how to breathe properly and I don't breathe in straight into the mic. So let me guys know how you think I'm doing. Is there anything you want me to change? I know I don't have an intro yet or an outro. I'm still learning the whole podcasting. But please go follow me on Facebook, Instagram. I will try to always talk to you guys right back if I can. But, thank you guys so much for listening. I will be putting this up hopefully before Friday. Probably actually tonight if I get a chance. But, let me know what you guys want me to talk about. This will be up on, I can't remember what the two, podcast player. I think it's podcast player and another one I'm using. I've been having some issues with Apple with trying to get this thing uploaded through them. So I'm not going to try to. I might try it again and see if it works. But I don't know. We'll figure it out. Hope I can get it on there. And a lot more people have Apple products, and that kind of works a little better. So once again, thank you guys for listening. This has been my second episode. Hopefully I can get into like doing hundreds of episodes eventually and then getting some really cool guests on here for you. But I will let you guys go and hope to see you guys soon and hear from you guys soon, all right? Later.